This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, our Wednesday morning edition, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, on our Talk America radio stations, on our Megatalk radio stations, and leading independents at or near our nation's military bases. A special shout out to the GCN Live Network, to George, Adam, and Matt, and around the world also via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. Thank you for your service to America. Plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too. Thanks for your great service to America. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And 7 minutes past the hour, and here she is, Miss Rosemary.
Good morning, Captain, and hi, everybody. I'm totally prayed up. This is our general shower of blessing night, and I can promise you, you've already been prayed over, all of you. But I've got a little cute little prayer for y'all tonight because of Christmas coming up, just because I love y'all. But I want to say something that I was a little bit, probably shouldn't have been surprised yesterday. I haven't been watching TV too much lately because I've been so busy. I happened to turn on CBN yesterday. It's Christian Broadcasting Network. Y'all know about that. It's been on like for 30 years. And they were showing China. Christians by the thousands. This is good news, by the way. And that song, opening song you had, it's true. We can be proud and blessed to be Americans. They are suffering greatly because the government is fearing Christians are becoming greater in number now that they're worried than the they don't want the communism. They're rising up. And I was amazed to see. I didn't get to see something about Iran because my phone worked and all that, but I got to see that, and the CBN reporter actually showed people all over the place, and they're choosing, and by the way, yes, they're being imprisoned, of course. The government doesn't want this to happen, but you know what? It's happening, and I thank God, not only proud, but I thank God that we have a president that for one, in fact, I was talking to someone in here where I live, we have a president at least that allows us our freedom. In fact, he's more than allowing, you know, freedom of our for our beliefs, especially during this time of the year and Easter, you know, we're just, but I was surprised. It also showed something about Iran, but my phones were going crazy, so I didn't get to watch it, but at least I got to watch that. So that's some good news. But also, this is a shower is a blessing night. Some of you that are new, there's always new people. We always do one of those. That means I pre-pray. Last night, it was 3.5 hours. So if I sound tired, well, you know, I really pray, so you've already been prayed over. And then the next night, if I have an opportunity, I started this earlier this week so I could do it. I usually do a named one. That's for people we know. Now, there are a lot of people, and this week we know, the captain and I have talked about this. He would know. I don't know who you all are. There are a lot of people that don't come on live, and a lot of people, I don't even know your names because some of you would you prefer to listen in the background. But you're part of the captain's army. If you're loyally listening, you're part of the army regardless. So why I do a general one now is to cover every one of you. The captain had me start and do that because there were so many names I could never get them on. But then I'll follow up tomorrow night. Don't worry, some of you, you could call it honorable mention, whatever. Some of you that are so extra loyal that I know about, you know, I will do that one tomorrow night. But this, I found my little wall plaque. I haven't done, I think I only did it once for you. But it's a beautiful little wall plaque I have. And I thought I'd pray this over y'all tonight because I just think it's so sweet and it means a lot to me and I know it will to you all too. But anyway, God bless you all, and especially this time of the year, for being loyal, for choosing this show over when there's so much junk on that you could be listening to, trust me, and you're not. And so, you know, I know the captain's appreciative, and I certainly am appreciative of y'all. And this is, I said a prayer for you today. Some of you know this, and I've, it's a wall plaque. I think I gave it once. And this is what it says, and this is for you all. I said a prayer for you today, and I know God must have heard. I felt the answer in my heart, although he spoke no word. I didn't ask for wealth or fame. I knew you wouldn't mind. I asked him to send treasures of a far more lasting kind. I asked that he'd be near to you at the start of each new day, to grant you health and blessings and friends to share your way. I asked for happiness for you in all things great and small, and it was for his loving care I prayed for most of all. Amen. I just thought there wasn't a better prayer I could give over you all. It's simple, but it's important, and there are words in there that, and, you know, I know we've been hearing about Bill Bunkley's recovery. I know of several others I'm getting calls from. I don't know. God is doing some kind of work here with people that have had health issues, maybe because there's been a great need for that. But I just, in fact, that's what interrupted the show yesterday. I had a very great call of someone that had been suffering from another disease, and somehow God and the doctors, and we'll say they took care of themselves, and he was greatly healed. So it's good to get that good news, especially at Christmas when there's so much other. So anyway, tomorrow night I'll try to follow up like I usually do with some of you that are just always there. We know, and you just, we have fun together and all that. But like I say, we have to do a general one because I don't know you all. Even probably the captain, if you're on the radio, he may not even know. There's a lot of you I know are just on the radio. You don't even call him, and I know you're there. So this is for everybody. Everybody who hears my voice, you're part of the captain's army. These are showers of blessing. You're already prayed over. You don't have to worry about that. So just take it for what it is, and we can be so grateful. We are in a country, and that was a perfect song to start. We are here in America. And boy, oh boy, I tell you, after what I saw yesterday, what they're doing to these pastors, maybe you should see, it's terrible, just because they don't want the communistic way. And you know what? I think there's going to be more and more of this, because, you know, it's just, I don't know, God's doing a work. So when we look at the bad, we can also look at the good. God bless you all. I love you, and I'll get you tomorrow night. Thank you, Captain. God bless you.
All righty. Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, we're coming right back with more. And your phone calls are welcome, too. Kathy's going to tell you how to do that. Okay, Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to surroundtampa.com. That's SurroundTampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
It's the worst humanitarian crisis in our lifetime. Over 2 million refugees have settled in Lebanon, over half of them children. Roaming tent settlements with no hope for a future, they are the innocent victims of war and terrorism. But this Christmas, you can join with our Christian brothers and sisters at Heart for Lebanon to help bring them the greatest gift ever given. Please call 877-873-0190. Right now, your Christmas gift of $98 will help bring food and Christian education to 18 refugee children. That's an entire class of kids at Heart for Lebanon's Hope Center. Let's rescue these kids for Christ. before someone else captures them for evil. It'll be the best Christmas gift you give this year. Call now and be as generous as you can. 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Or at letstalkfaith.com.
We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
That's right, Tampa Bay. If you have a cracked windshield and full coverage insurance, they can install a new one for free and buy back your old one for up to $100 cash on the spot. Call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass into cold hard cash. Auto Glass America.
Happy holidays from Paisanos. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and that means Yule logs, fruitcake, and gingerbread at Paisanos. Stop in to Paisanos and sample all the cookies that are only available at Christmas time. Paisanos makes gift giving oh so easy with custom cookie trays. Save yourself time and stress and give delicious treats that everyone will love. Celebrate this Christmas with goodies from Paisanos. Paisanos Gateway Shopping Center off Stickney Point. Paisanos. Yum.
Hi, this is Fran Missentone from The Bullet Hole. My wife Barb and my son Brooke and I want to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a safe and very happy holiday season. And thank you so much for your continued support. Remember, stop into The Bullet Hole this holiday season. We have some great stocking stuffers for the gun enthusiast in your family.
Happy holidays from all of your friends at The Bullet Hole, located at the corner of Orange and Dolphin in downtown Sarasota. Online at bulletholesrq.com.
The best Christian music to brighten your day. Messages that inspire hope, life, and spiritual transformation from the nation's leading Christian teachers, and a safe place for you to grow in your faith. Sound like something you could use? Visit ChristianRadio.com. ChristianRadio.com is a place you can find hope when there seems to be none. All your favorite Christian radio stations can go with you wherever you go. Join us now online and on your mobile app at ChristianRadio.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club, because you've got till the end of the day, midnight tonight, to register for that free 1 year membership, premier membership, 7 day a week, Monday through Sunday membership worth $7,500. Now, all you got to do is go to the Freedom Boat Club TampaBay.com website, and that window will drop down for that. Fill it out. Ask for your name, your phone number, your email address. And you're in like Flynn, and I'd like to announce you as the winner here later this week. So go over there, sign up for that, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com. You can be anywhere in the country to win this, because they got 168 locations. Remember that. All right, well, Tucker Carlson has got a little bit of a problem going. He's losing advertisers to a left-wing blacklist campaign. He's lost 12 of his sponsors, and they're definitely going after him to get him off the television. Now, by they, I mean the progressive left liberal socialists, because he's been just going after them and embarrassing them just about every night on television. If you've never watched the show, you'll see that he goes after these people and just tears them apart, progressive left liberal socialists. And it's funny to watch him do it, because he does it with vim and vigor and a lot of class. But as a result, he's got himself a problem. So, don't know where we're going to go from there. By the way, Ronald Reagan had it right a number of years ago. Listen to what he had to say about Obamacare. Or I'm sorry, about socialized medicine, which is what Obamacare is.
My name is Ronald Reagan. One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. the doctor begins to lose freedoms. It's like telling a lie, and one leads to another. A doctor decides he wants to practice in one town, and the government has to say to him, you can't live in that town. They already have enough doctors. You have to go someplace else. All of us can see what happens once you establish the precedent that the government can determine a man's working place and his working methods, and behind it will come other federal programs that will invade every area of freedom as we have known it in this country. Until one day we will awake to find that we have socialism.
Now, that's absolutely true, and it holds true today. And that was Ronald Reagan a number of years ago. And it absolutely, positively holds true today. So think about that. 877-969-8600. If you want to opine, 877-969-8600. Always happy to hear from you, hear what you have to say. And, you know, you can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Because the president is out there kind of by himself doing a lot of this stuff. And it is certainly, certainly one of the challenges to being a conservative in this day and age. But you can't let these idle threats stop you. Can't do it. By the way, looks like the State Department is pledging a bunch of money down there in Texas. And let's see. The State Department is pledging $10 billion to develop Central America and Mexico. Can't find money to build a wall, but they can find money to do that. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Picasso. Is this the sports talk show at night?
Yeah, it is.
How you doing, Captain? Another great show.
Go ahead.
How's things going?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're just all about the tweets. We got you up on a podcast. You know, we don't get the live show, but we got shows that you've posted on podcast running on the site, TrumpTwitterWall.com. Yeah, they slammed us out of a couple of Twitter accounts. Twitter's like it's like a social communist network. If you don't do exactly what they want, they'll shut the conservatives right out of Twitter. But we got a method, I think, where if people want to come over and they've been shut out in any way, we got a little method to get them back running up and going.
Well, a lot of people are going to something called MeWe. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've heard about it, but I don't know anything about it, you know, really. I've got it on my list to check it out. I'm going to do that. And we got some of Professor Kyle Warren's podcast should be coming up in the next day or two as well, and getting new podcasts. Your podcast is it's just taken off like crazy.
Well, it's been around for 20 years. I've had one for 18 anyway, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, you just spread all over the place. Well, Trump's about ready to go on a Twitter craze.
I believe
so. If you don't have a Twitter account, and you want to see what he's telling us, as opposed to what most of the media says about him, his account runs live over on the site, so you can just pop over and take a look. And he's got some beautiful pictures of Christmas, and he posts a lot of stuff. He's got two different Twitter accounts, and they're both flat on the front page, big and wide, so you can check him out. And TrumpTwitterWall.com.
You know, you should come over to the Tampa Trump Club when they have their meetings.
I tried so hard to get over there. I talked on the radio with, I can't remember his name. His name is, what was his name? I want to say Jeff Stratton, the guy that's leading the...
James Stratton.
James. Yeah, I talked to a little bit of him. But anyway, maybe the... maybe our prayer intercessor should come over. I'm going to ask her to come over, and maybe she'll bless the site, too, for me.
What do you think of Martha McSally? Remember I said a long time ago that she was going to be appointed, and the reason she went very quietly is because she knew she was going to be the next senator?
Yeah, you hit that on the nose. I wonder if she's a true conservative.
From what I can see, yes. Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I hope so. You know, over there, we didn't really lose anything when we lost the Flake. He wasn't really a true conservative. So we didn't really lose a seat there. Maybe a quarter of a one.
No, and this is John,
McCain.
Yeah, this is McCain's seat for the rest of the term for two more years.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see her. You know, she ran a good race, so we could do a lot worse than her, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, Captain, glad to have you on board. You're officially up. I can listen to your shows.
Well, I am up. It's 3:30 in the morning.
You're all over the place.
Yeah.
You're one of the hardest working guys in the business. I know that. And God bless you. It's always a great show. And I'll let you move on. And don't forget, I got to say it like seven times, they say, you know, TrumpTwitterWall.com before people start to get it. Come over and, you know, it's all about Trump. It's all about the tweets. We don't really report anything except what other people say.
Yeah, and got a lot of good... whatever the president says, it's there.
Yeah, it's there. You know, and it's funny because if you read what somebody says long enough, you're going to know what they're thinking, right? I mean,
sure.
Especially if he's telling you 10 things a day or 5 things a day, and I don't think...
You don't think what? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Picasso just went by the wayside. He just went right off the airwaves there, so Picasso, your phone died. Oh, well, that is what it is. Besides that, I only had a minute left to go here before the music came in here. Now, a veteran tech journalist at Facebook has quit the company, saying it's no longer comfortable there. And Mark Zuckerberg, the principal owner of Facebook, has lost more than any other billionaire from Facebook's 2018 stock tumble. So they're not doing all that great over there at Facebook. Isn't that something? And, of course, the bad news, sad news yesterday, Penny Marshall, director of Big and the star of Laverne and Shirley, died at age 75. She will be missed. By the way, you can get her program on the Nostalgia Channel or whatever they call that late at night if you want to watch it. That's some interesting television. Okay, I shall return bottom of the hour with our first military and veterans news segment. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the captain, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Denying asylum to people who enter the country from Mexico without going through official border crossings. The ban is now on hold pending the outcome of a lawsuit challenging it. That case could take months to resolve.
Correspondent Ben Thomas.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had surgery to remove cancerous growths.
The Supreme Court says doctors at New York's Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center found no evidence of any remaining disease. The growths were in Ginsburg's left lung. Also, scans taken before the surgery showed no cancerous growths elsewhere in her body. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 85. This is the third time she has been treated for cancer since joining the High Court in 1993. The growths were found during tests Ginsburg had after she fractured ribs in a fall in her Supreme Court office last month. The justice is expected to stay in the hospital for a few days, and there are no plans for additional treatment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In football, there's an end zone. But in life, each of us has a comfort zone, that personal space around us that should be protected and respected. A healthy relationship is one in which both parties are on an equal playing field and are comfortable with each other's interactions. It's important that we help our children set boundaries, to learn what to do in an uncomfortable situation, and to respect the boundaries of others.
Dad, have a conversation with your kids. For 5 tips for teaching your kids about boundaries, visit allprodad.com.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Mazie Hirono of Hawaii went to a conference, and I just think this is a revelation that you need to hear what Democrats think about you.
We Democrats know so much, that is true. And we have to kind of tell everybody how smart we are.
Apparently, they're just so much smarter than we are.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Leave now.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, because they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. The other is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. A lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere. Got no chance for the future. A pay raise or promotion. And a lot of you are veterans, which means your GI Bill is going to help you in some way or another make the next step. Now, to find out exactly, post-9/11, GI vets will be able to easily qualify to take this training. And it'll be paid for by the government. And previous 9/11 GI vets will have to see what coverage that you have under the GI Bill that will pay for the majority of, if not all of this, too. So, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. the other in Clearwater, Florida, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, this is important, because in this day and age, it doesn't get any better than this. You're going to start out at $70,000 a year, maybe 60, but more than likely 70. And you're going to be able to work for a great United States airline. Now, if you want to go to work for a military contractor, you can. You can go overseas and make those six-figure salaries and send $50,000 home because you won't pay taxes on it. You can certainly do that. But check them out online and schedule the tour by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be well on your way to a fantastic career as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, we got a little bit of blowback from the meeting that was held in the United Arab Emirates between the United States and the Taliban as they're trying to bring about a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. What's funny is Afghanistan is not involved in these talks, and they should be. So the Taliban is negotiating directly with the United States, and so far, that's not going very far because you've got the Taliban that are still on the offensive, and they're still taking back more territory as we speak in Afghanistan from the Afghani forces who aren't able to hold the territory, even though they have air superiority and everything else going for them. Don't know how that's going to play out in the long run here, but certainly it's not a very good system when they can't keep the terrain that they've already captured. Now, I told you the other day that the commander of a Special Marine Corps task force said that conditions on the ground are improving for the return of the U.S. diplomatic mission to Libya 6 years after the devastating attack on the American consul in Benghazi left 4 Americans dead. I don't know if that means you're going back to Benghazi or if they're going somewhere else, but they definitely are going to open another consulate there somewhere in Libya. And we'll try to keep our eyes and ears open for you on that one. By the way, a lot more troops have left the border with Mexico, come back home for the holidays to their home bases, and that's a good thing. We've got pretty much 2,500 military police on the border, backing up the Border Patrol, which is what they would do anyway as law enforcement folks. And Project Maven Overseer will lead the Pentagon's new Artificial Intelligence Center. Project Maven Overseer. It's a new word for you to get used to. Also, we're keeping an eye on the murder case against the former Green Beret, Major Matthew Goldstein. President Donald Trump said that he will begin reviewing the case of the former U.S. Army Green Beret being charged with murder, raising questions about the possibility that could jeopardize the ongoing military legal proceedings. But then again, the president is a commander-in-chief, and I think he's going to step in and do something because based on what I've seen about this case, and based on what I know he did to save the life of the provisional chief who had blown this bomb maker in, and this bomb maker said, "That's it, I'm going to go kill this guy," that he saved his life. And that's important. That's so important in the scheme of things, because we would have had at least the individual that turned the bomb maker in, and quite possibly a number of other people, because they never just... they never just kill one person. That's not what they do. So I don't have any problem with what he did. By the way, we certainly are going to be watching to see what happens with the Democrats. As Nancy Pelosi is saying, the Democrats will act boldly to criminalize private gun sales. Now, that's the individual-to-individual sales that they want universal background checks on to close that loophole between, say, me selling you my gun that I have, the 38 with the laser on it. As it stands now, I can do that. I don't have to do a background check or nothing. So can you if you have a weapon, but they want to change all that. And we told you about Olivia Ocasio-Cortez announcing her self-care break before being sworn in. She's taking time off. Don't know where she's going to go, but she's going somewhere. So we'll just have to wait and see what that's all about. And the House majority and Nancy Pelosi, I'll tell you what a match that's going to be for the president. They're going to be going at it tooth and nail every day. Mark my words, every day. And hello, Al, appreciate the comments. Hello, Flip, appreciate your comments. Hello, Frank, appreciate your comments. And hello, Richard and Marine, appreciate your comments. Judy, Catwoman and Road Dog out on the highways tonight. They say that the roads are looking good, Charleston, Missouri. Yeah, you shouldn't have any problems up that way. You should look fine, especially if you're going north. So there you go. Should be a great night to be on the highways out across the country tonight, except for maybe being up on I-90 or I-94 or I-80 across Wyoming. And we'll tell you all about that during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, which is coming up here in about, 3 or 4 minutes. And I'm going to get that ready to go here because it's always something that's important to the truckers listening in the audience. They want to know what's going on, and they're going to find out because we're going to tell them. And for those of you that are going to have to be out on the holidays, you know, that sucks, I realize, but you got just-in-time loads and all that stuff. You can't get the time off. They got to have the freight. And if you don't do it, somebody else will. I get that. I've been there, done that myself a few times. So we'll be here with you. Certainly Christmas Eve we'll be here with you. Not sure about Christmas Day yet. We'll have to wait and see. But it's all good here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And to those of you that along the network, the new stations that are tuning in, thank you very much. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number, so if you want to opine, here's how you can do that by calling the show. So, Kathy, you go right ahead and take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
With everything you've done to lift up those around you during your military career, we're not going to let your money concerns get you down. We're the NFCC, and we've got your back on this one. As your financial advocate, we're dedicated to improving the financial health of all members of the military community. Whether your debt issues are related to student loans or housing, or involve credit cards, our goal is to help you to defend your financial future. NFCC-certified credit counselors have already made the difference for thousands of military members and their families. Let us make a difference for you and yours. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322. That's 877-404-6322. Or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Jay Sekulow sees yet another political ploy from the Democrats.
The issue is a looming government shutdown, and the issue that seems to be in the middle of this is the funding of the border security wall. Andy, what do you think? Is this politics right now here at the end of the year?
Yes. I mean, it's the worst form of politics at the end of the year. They're trying to hold the president hostage and call it the Trump shutdown.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 9, right after Larry Elder at 6 on AM 930. The Answer.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
Fake news hotline.
So this AC guy comes by our place, takes a look at our unit, and tries to tell me it's a dinosaur. Tells me that it's about to fall apart and it needs to be replaced. And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like it's running good. It's only 8 years old.
That is fake news, ma'am. A quality system by Carrier installed by Total Air Solutions should last 10 to 12 years with proper maintenance. Fake news, I tell you.
Oh, good to know.
It's also good to know Total Air Solutions backs up repairs with a no-lemon guarantee and that our professionally installed Carrier units have a 10-year parts and labor warranty. For the real truth about your AC system and real AC experts you can trust, Google Total Air Solutions, your friend in the business since 2003 and 2018 Carrier President. Award winner. Check out TotalAirFL.com for details and the truth about your AC system. That's TotalAirFL.com. Total Air Solutions. Online at TotalAirFL.com.
Carrier, turn to the experts.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
Do you have a cracked or broken windshield and full coverage insurance? Do you want a new windshield at no charge and up to $100 cash back on the spot for your damaged windshield? Call Autoglass America today at 813-96-GLASS. They work for you, not your insurance company.
813-96-GLASS. 813-96-GLASS. We turn your broken glass.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes, open wide. I just passed the Jimmy in a white. I've been a path on everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like a sober guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a chicken on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's away behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack, and that smoke's a-blowing black as coal. My hometown's a-coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road, and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight.
All righty, that was for Trucker Mark. He wanted to hear the whole song, and there you got it, my friend. So that's for all the Crete drivers and all the Schaefer drivers and all the ICCC drivers and all the Hunt Transportation drivers, too, out there tonight. And you guys truck them safe. Now, if you're out in the northwestern part of the United States of America, you are going to have some problems on I-90, I-94, and I-80 because it's snowing up there in Idaho. It's snowing up there in southern Washington in the mountains. It's snowing in western Montana in the mountains. That snow is moving east. It's also snowing in Pocatello, Boise, western Wyoming, central Wyoming, mixed weather conditions all across I-80 tonight, and Colorado. You've got snow in the Denver area, plus you've got snow going north-south on I-25 up into Wyoming. And more snow, spotty, just starting to develop in the Four Corners area of New Mexico tonight. Fog out west in California from the east of L.A. on down to San Diego in the inland valleys. And up in North Dakota, western North Dakota, some rain and some some conditions that are conducive to doing something different. Winds tonight up there. Western South Dakota, same thing. You got heavy fog tonight along I-20 in Louisiana, right into Texas from western Mississippi all the way across Louisiana. And southern Arkansas, you got fog there. And fog in the valley going down towards Harlingen and Edinburgh. And a little fog around New Orleans tonight. And then up in the Virginia area, across the northern part of Virginia, most of Maryland, most of New Jersey, most of southeastern Pennsylvania, you've got rain, and that rain is fixing to develop and move up the East Coast over the next day or two. So keep that in mind. Down here in Florida, looking pretty good. I-8 and I-75 and I-95 and I-4, those roads are all looking good. So there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. And Moss Family Automotive now has 4 locations just for you. They've got the great new Moss Family Chevrolet dealership here in Tampa at 16414 North Del Mabry Highway. Moss Nissan up in Crystal River in Newport Richey, where people say, well, how come you're advertising the car dealer on your show? Because they get customers from as far away as Arizona, as far north as Michigan, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Canada, upstate New York, New England, and all points in between, especially Georgia, because of 4 words, you serve, you save. And at Moss Nissan, that means all active duty military and all veterans and all active duty first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, as well as retired, all get preferred pricing on the new Moss Nissan vehicles. Nobody else is doing that. Now, they've also got a certified pre-owned store where they have a lot of their great used cars in Homosassa Springs at the Moss Nissan Moss Wholesale to the Public. And by the way, that website is mosswholesaletothepublic.com. Check them out and see what they got. That comes with Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. It also comes with free oil changes and free tire rotations, something that a lot of people don't do. Well, they do it at Moss. And then, of course, you serve, you save goes over to the service on the vehicles. because the service on the vehicles is also important. If you need to get a vehicle serviced, they service all makes and models at Mazda Nissan. And the Titan that I'm driving, right now till the end of the year, you can get $10,428 off the list price of the Titan you're looking at. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you get an additional $500. That applies to any vehicle you find. Tell them the captain sent you, and you will get an additional $500. Okay, let's drift on over to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to Michael Flynn? Everybody wants to know.
Well, the judge gave him an opportunity to change his plea. And he didn't. He gave him an opportunity to speak and, you know, are you in fact good with the charges and the plea agreement? Yes. And because of the interview documents that were released by the Mueller team that were not done by the Mueller team, but Mueller team was in possession of, and that the judge had ordered them and he got them, it was determined that Flynn was on the payroll of, because as a foreign agent to Russia and Turkey, as a national security advisor prior to the inauguration, so that he wasn't officially a government employee. He was still in the transition team. The judge said, you know, you sold out your country. Then there was a recess at 12:30. I mean, several other things happened, but then there was a recess at 12:30, and when after the recess, the judge moderated some of his comments about Flynn. So
yeah,
he still stood with it. But then, additionally, too, the Flynn team asked for a delay in the sentencing, and the judge granted that. So we have 100 days out. That Flynn will go back into another day like today and wait to be sentenced. In the meantime, he had to turn over his passport, and he cannot travel more than 50 miles from the court.
Okay, that pretty much wraps it up, and we'll have a lot more to talk about when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is one of those days where you've got Judge Kavanaugh was cleared of all ethics violations by a multiple judge panel. We'll get into that and a lot more, too. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've been on the Balance of Nature for about a year. I feel great. I never get sick anymore. I used to get bronchitis and stuff. I feel like my skin is better. My face has more lines in it. For some reason, I mean, it's helping my appearance, too. Not like I'm a bad-looking guy. It's just that I'm a nice-looking guy. But the thing is, I can see the features in my face getting younger. It's an amazing thing.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine. And I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. It's really kind of cool.
For a limited time, use discount code NOW, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free.